Welcome to the Live Your Edge podcast. This is Gilbert Joy, your host. The Live Your Edge podcast is where I interview 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs, influencers, and successful business owners who in their own right were able to create a life on their own terms. We talk a lot about stepping out of your comfort zone, but what does it really mean to be in discomfort and how you can expand your so-called comfort zone by being able to constantly test and challenge yourself. Today, we'll be speaking with Alba Gomez. Alba is a personal brand and presence expert. She's had over 14 years of experience, and she's also a keynote speaker and media commentator. Based in Perth, Western Australia, she travels nationally and internationally for speaking, mentoring, and coaching engagements, working with clients from a various and variety of industries. She's been nominated for the Telstra Business Women of the Year twice and won the NERF Next Influential 100 Award. Today, we're going to be talking about how to boost your personal brand. So join me in welcoming Alba Gomez. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Live Your Edge podcast. This is Gilbert Joy, your host. Today, I'm joined by Alba Gomez, who is a presence and personal brand coach based in Perth, Australia. Welcome to the show, Alba.
Thank you, Gilbert. Very happy to be here.
So you are originally from Colombia and you moved to Australia about 15 years ago, right? And since then, you've been helping people with their personal brand, helping them transform the way people see them and transform the way they see themselves, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's been a fun and interesting journey. And especially since I come from such a different background, I'm an engineer. So I originally, when I came to Australia, I continued my journey as an engineer, and it was almost over 10 years ago that I started my business.
That's interesting, because I imagine, like, I'm also from an engineering background, and you know, as engineers, we may not necessarily, like, different from like those that have, they gone into like the more business from the start. They may have already been conditioned to work on their personal brand and work on their perception and all of that. But engineers may not have that, you know, kind of training to start with. So what was that transformation like for you personally when you started off?
Well, I guess it was all based on my personal story, really, and how as a little girl, I always struggled with so much, with such a big lack of self-belief and self-confidence. And the way I saw myself was through a very harsh lens. So I actually went through life being very hard on me and being really setting myself up for failure, I guess, through the way I was seeing myself. Whereas on the outside, I appeared to be this confident, happy, super extroverted girl. I had like this fight inside of me of these two parts that then kind of couldn't reconcile themselves. So when I went into my career as in working the corporate world, everybody could see my confidence at work and how good I was at what I did and how great I was at communicating. I'm like a natural communicator, and it comes always really easy to me to relate to people. But I felt that this joint inside of me. So when I started my business, and as you might know, starting your business is one of the biggest self-help or development programs you can start, then I realized that all discrepancy between how I see myself and how others saw me caused a lot of trouble for me. So I guess was part of that I realized I had to rebrand myself and I had it to be real. So it was kind of really putting together all I knew about me and I didn't know yet. And all I was learning to set up a business that started showing me how if you are not authentic, if you're not real, and if you don't step up into that powerful, confident version of yourself, you cannot run a successful business. So that's pretty much what led really to my 7-pillar system to create a personal brand.
Got it. So that means it was like the way that other people saw you and the way you saw yourself was there was a disconnect. And
yes,
for you, it was really about trying to figure out how to become more, become real.
Yeah.
And authentic.
Absolutely. And I guess it's not that I wasn't being real before. It's that I was just showing a side of me. and I was disowning parts of me that I didn't like. And I guess that's when I said before, like, your self-image and how you see yourself is massive, and it will impact how other people see you. So when you own that of who you are with imperfections and all, you're going to create not only a more real personal brand, but you're going to be able to connect with others, because personal branding is not about you being perfect. It's about you being authentic.
Mm. So what changed over the last 10 years when you worked on your business that allowed you to become more authentic?
I guess biggest, and actually you're taking me to my pillar number one on how I work with my clients, and it's your essence. So it was really reconnecting to what makes me me, with imperfections, with challenges, life experiences, learnings, mistakes, winning, successes, and all. And really looking at my story and my own story and my strengths and weaknesses with so much more compassion, and actually realizing that I am perfect the way I am, even if it is imperfect. So it's, I guess, it's kind of like a personal journey, really, when you go and own who you are, where you've been, realizing that life is happening for you, not to you, and that all the things that have been part of my life have absolutely formed the individual I am today. And this individual that I am today has a lot to offer. And also learning to owning my brilliance and knowing that I have a gift to share and just being unapologetical with that. So instead of being very scared of being judged and criticized, just being super visible and sharing something that I know has value, and knowing that others' people's opinion of me is none of my business. I am here. I am a human being full of great things, and also I have my weaknesses, and I am perfect that way. And then I have gifts that were given to me to share, and I am just going to go with that in the world without second guessing myself at every step.
So it sounds like you've embarked on a, not just a personal branding journey, but also a personal development journey.
Absolutely.
And much of it has to do with what's going on inside rather than what's going on outside. So would you mean to say that by working on your inside, it will in effect reflect itself on the outside and complement everything else that you're already doing on that front?
100%. And after being in business for over 10 years, I have come to understand that 80% of the success any individual are going to have in their business is going to be coming from their mindset. Like 20% is going to be, let's say, the logistics of what you put outside in the world, but it is your state and how you see yourself and how clear are you on where you're going that is going to drive that success. So for me, success in business is an inner work, 100%.
Mm. So when people are embarking on this journey for the first time, what are some of the limiting beliefs they have about putting themselves out there and putting themselves out there?
Yeah, well, the first limiting belief is thinking they don't need to work on this to succeed in business or to develop a personal brand. And that is always super fun because people come to work with me for different reasons. Then they start realizing that the process is going to take them in a different journey. So that's the first one, just going through the limiting belief that, we need to do this deep work. We human beings tend to say we've done this before. This is not so important. So that will be number one. And the second one, I guess, is the realization that also as human beings, we all have limiting beliefs, and they come all from our childhood. So the way we behave today and the way we relate to others comes from a way of believing, the way we see ourselves. So most people will have a limiting belief that they are not good enough in a different, that expresses in so many different ways. So that will take them to second guess themselves, to put themselves out there and be fully visible, which is obviously priority when it comes to personal branding. So stopping themselves from being visible because there's something with them that is wrong, and expecting to be perfect, to have it perfect before they put themselves out there, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So when they have that thought that they need to be perfect to put themselves out there, In effect, I mean, my clients also that I coach, they also have some of them are afraid to do something wrong.
Yes.
And to be seen as like, oh, I committed an error. And yes, as a result, they actually move move a lot slower than someone that is very willing to accept that, you know, being wrong sometimes is part of the whole process. And I just see like one of the things that happens is people tend to progress a lot slower if they are very focused on perfection.
Exactly. And I think there's something that I have come to understand, because I didn't even know that either at the beginning of my journey as a business owner, or I guess as a human being, is failure is a completely normal and necessary part of the process of life. And then when we stop doing things because we're scared of failing, we are literally stopping the normal flow of life.
Mm.
So it's kind of like embracing the fact that you are meant to show up in an imperfect way, and that is fine. That is completely fine. It's like that idea of having to do things perfect or being scared of being judged by others is one of the most unnecessary fears we can get stuck into.
Yeah, and I imagine like in present day, a lot of people are facing difficulties because of global calamity and COVID and, you know, the recession and all these other different factors. And it becomes a time where change is both scary and also necessary. And when in the face of that, what would you tell someone that is like, they know they need to change, but they are kind of scared that, you know, for example, they whether they're a coach or whether they are in business and they need to put themselves out there, they need to be the face of their company.
Yep.
And they're kind of scared to do it. So what kind of advice we give them to sort of allay their...
Yep.
Your fears.
Yeah. And I guess in terms of your personal branding, as well as in your personal life, is first of all, accepting that being scared is completely normal. So feel the fear and do it anyway, as the saying goes. It's pushing through that, like as individual and as how going a little bit into neuroscience, how our brain works. Our brain is designed to protect us from change. So it's a normal feeling to feel overwhelmed and scared and intimidated in the sense of changing. Like we get in a routine, our neural connections are forming a way of acting. So understand that when you want to change, feeling fear is completely normal, is step number one. Second is go deeper into your soul. And I guess also as human beings, we tend that live in that tame times where everything goes so fast. We have got very used to live from our heads. And we act and do and do and do. And we forget that when we ground ourselves and we go into our heart or our soul, the answers are there. So sometimes it's just reconnecting to the essence of who you are and how you feel, and or connect to the universe, God, Buddha, whatever force you believe in, your soul. And sometimes as simple as taking 10 deep breaths into your heart will help you make a decision that feels right. It's like when we have an instinct, we have been taught to not trust our instinct, but our soul always know the answers. And go into your story as well. Like as part of becoming more authentic and more you, and just be true. Like if you hate video, do not push yourself to do video. Like you need to be visible in a way that feels comfortable for you to start with. So start with tiny little steps. And then as you get into momentum, start putting yourself a little bit more out of your comfort zone. Because the reality is that out of the comfort zone is where all that magic happens. But then we go back to what we said before. We got that interpretation that fear means stop and procrastinate. I learned a very interesting concept from Chris Helda, and he called it the butterfly effect. And it's kind of like, instead of feeling fear, what if you just make an interpretation of that fear you feel in your stomach as a butterfly that actually means you must take action. So you see how it will change everything. So instead of feeling fear, what we do is we engage in procrastination and destructive behavior because we just procrastinate, feel bad because we're guilty. But if instead of that, we jump into action and we make that interpretation of feeling the fear as I need to do this, because in reality, what is the worst thing that can happen? And that's the other side to this. Sometimes when we play the tape through and we see that fear, how really, when you look at how bad can it can't get that bad, really, that's where everything changes as well.
So in addressing the fear is what you said is changing the way you perceive the fear as something that you need to do rather than something that's holding you back and keeping you, procrastinating in the cycle of guilting yourself that, oh, I didn't do it. And then it's always been like this and repeating the same cycle of, negative reinforcing beliefs.
Exactly what you said is the word breaking that cycle, because it's a cycle that we engage in, as opposed of getting engaged in the cycle of I feel fear, that means I need to do it. Then even if you fail, when you try, you get that sense of I gave it a go, I feel proud of myself. You know what I mean? So it's breaking the cycle from getting stuck into guilt and not doing and being paralyzed to taking action and failing and succeeding and failing and succeeding. But it's just getting into that habit of just taking action and taking the risk and do little before you go really big. That's the thing. Sometimes we want to take action and go from being completely stuck to being in the biggest of the momentum. But as we, when we're born, we are not born and we start running. You first just do nothing. Then you just start moving, get on your back. Then you start crawling. Then you walk, then you run. That's the same way we get in momentum. We start taking little steps continuously until you can just really be running.
Definitely. And you brought up a good point earlier when you said that we need to get out of our heads and more into our soul. And I guess it's into our heart or our body. And I heard this, before where it's getting out of our head and into our body so that we can really feel what's going on in our life. And you mentioned that whether it's a spiritual practice or even just taking 10 deep breaths, it's a way of centering and grounding yourself so that you don't have to constantly be in reaction mode to whatever is happening around you.
And exactly.
I'm sure there's so many things to react to these days on news, people, everyone's locked down or restricted, and just seeing people wearing masks, walking everywhere is enough to, just spike, cortisol levels and stress.
Absolutely. And it feels like we're inside a movie, a really bad one.
Yeah, like a sort of a dystopian a world. And so I know we talked about getting ourselves out of the head and into the body. So kind of take a little turn here and go into a more like a technical or not a technical, a more tactical way of improving someone's personal brand. So we talked about the mindset part of it, inner work that needs to be done, the personal development that needs to be done that will reflect itself ultimately and complement the outside. For people that want to instantly take something and start to apply it in terms of practical, or at least on the outside, and given the situation now, like current moment, like current next last few months and the next few months, what do you see as something people can do? What would be your number one tip for improving your personal brand, getting yourself out there and starting to, make yourself known to the world and share your message?
Absolutely. So I guess it's going to come down to innovation, which is actually something that is really important in business at all points. But it is kind of one of those, we are at a time where we have to start thinking, how can we innovate in the sense of can you transfer your services to be, I guess, online mostly is going to be one of the keys. And if it doesn't, what are the ways that you can still do it the way you do it, but having a component of online and no contact. So one is going to be that, how can you innovate? And second, if you what you're doing cannot be done at all, how can you stay in touch? So it's going to be, how are you going to innovate with your online presence? And going back to what we spoke before, people do business with people they like and trust. So remembering that this is not about you being perfect, but about to be relatable and real, is how can you start sharing something that is more unique about you and your story, or the reasons why you started your business, or the values of the business. Or if you work for a company, then obviously sharing some about that. But if you are a business owner, it's even easier, because we all started our businesses for a reason. And there is a really interesting story about that. So how can you then stay connected and sharing more stories? Because the stories are a really easy way to relate to people. That's why we like shows and movies. So can you start sharing more about your personal reasons to start the business? Can you start sharing more stories of success stories of your clients? So what are ways in which you can, and obviously at this time, we all have more than ever before a need of connection. So how can you be more vulnerable and real to generate that connection with others?
So what has been your strategy during this time, given that, you know, people can't do everything, they can't be on, some people do, but like I typically don't go on all the platforms and share on. Generally, myself, my clients, we pick like one or two platforms that we feel very comfortable with expressing ourselves. You know, for some it's Instagram, for some it's Facebook, for some it's blogging, for some it's YouTube, you know, some other kind of LinkedIn. What has that been for you?
Yeah, what you said is absolutely right. Don't overwhelm yourself with others, with going in all of them. So what I am most active at the moment is Instagram and LinkedIn. Mm. So what I do is LinkedIn is a little bit obviously more still sharing some valuable either short posts or articles. And on Instagram, I also share that information just as a link to my website, but I keep it a little bit more lighthearted as well as in short stories and actually sharing more about me and my reality, how a day I didn't get out of my pajamas, or how a day I was working with a client and I still have my sleepers on. Like, you know what I mean? Like really actually lighthearting the reality of this and sharing a little bit more of my personal even experiences and struggle of feeling isolated, of not being at home and not being able to, I was going to go to Colombia in June to see my family and I couldn't. So actually sharing those feelings of struggle, because we can all connect so much with that at the moment. So keeping very informative and full of value in LinkedIn and sharing that information as well in Instagram, as well as the real me and the woman who struggles with sadness of being away from her family, of feeling, losing motivation and staying in pajamas, like that, the reality of who I am as an individual.
Also, you do tell your following that you know, you're sad that you're not able to be with your family right now, and you're stuck in Australia.
And, yeah. Absolutely. And that's the thing, like, so that's a great point as well that you make there. It's part of my brand. And as a personal brand coach, I invite my clients, because I don't tell them what to do. I explain them the why. People connected with people. So you can decide that your brand is 100% professional, or you can be professional and approachable. I choose to be seen as a very knowledgeable professional woman, but my brand is very warm and approachable. I want my clients to be able to see the real woman behind the business. And I share my failures and I share my fears, because that's me and that is the reality of life. So I choose as part of my brand to share quite a bit of things. Obviously, I'm not gonna, it's not that I'm gonna vent with that, but I choose to share my struggles as well. And people relate to that. And those are the posts that engage more people. And people start thinking, oh, you feel like that, me too, you're real. And that's one of the things that I get a lot, like how I am so real. Because I share the vulnerable side of me as well. But then, as I said, this is a comment. It's not that you have to. It's an invitation. If that feels right with you. Because remember, your personal brand has to be an authentic representation of who you are, not a fake kind of comment. Like if that doesn't sit well with you, you don't want to be sharing that type of information.
Got it. It's interesting. And clients in your world, clients typically look for you. You don't have to spend a lot of time looking for them. How does that work? How has that helped your business?
I'm kind of like, I would say like an established business in a way, because I've been doing this for over 10 years. So yeah. Obviously I keep myself visible. Like I keep sharing value. I share videos. I share my blog and my posts. So I am always putting myself out there. And then as a result of that, and through referrals and having kind of like a name, then I get people coming to me. But sometimes I get people contact me out of nowhere, just because they read an article I posted on LinkedIn or a video they saw that I did. So is that constant sharing who you are and sharing what you stand for and sharing how you can help others that helps that flow of clients continuously coming.
So there's always this notion that when you get like inbound interest in your business, you're like, whether it's through referrals or some other, like you said, someone just reached out of the blue, it's because they know you and they trust you already enough to reach out and want to work with you. So for those that haven't been in business for 10 years, they maybe have been there for like a few years, and they have trouble during this time of attracting business, yet they still want to build a personal brand and at the end of the day, there is a long-term element to it, and they won't expect to, you know, get results overnight. So if they had to start something today, what would you suggest for them? Of course, it's
absolutely
very subjective.
I'd suggest two things. First one, get yourself very disciplined with a morning ritual. With that, I mean, set your mind and your business for success by in the mornings really doing something that grounds you and that have you acting from your heart and from your brilliance. So instead of jumping straight into working, it's kind of like different things you can do. You can meditate, you can connect to the vision of what you want to create. You can read something that reminds you that your mind is much more powerful than you think. It's a meditation, it's a walk, it's an exercise, something that grounds you. That would be my recommendation number one. And the second recommendation is take action and be visible. So start sharing value. Whatever is the platform that you have shared or the platforms that you have decided to share your gift, your knowledge, be consistent, sharing value, and invite people to make contact. Because that's, for example, a mistake I did for many, many years, right at the beginning of my business. I will share so much value, but I will never ask for the sale. Never, ever. So just make sure you send people to a link when they can either buy an online product, a download actually your freebie, or a call where you can discuss how you can work. And with this, you need to come from your soul and your heart in deciding if you're new to business. Don't go for a super high-end package. Go and offer something where you know you're offering a lot of value, that it has a really good price that you feel comfortable selling in the moment, at the moment now. And also being aware that some people are a little bit more careful as how they spend their money now. So if they see the value, they will definitely pay for your product, but make sure that you share amazing value through your social media channels.
Got it. That's great advice. For those listening that want to immediately take action and really hit the ground running and start to take themselves out of this, you know, if they're in a rut, take themselves out of a rut. If they're kind of moving things along, to really accelerate everything and come out stronger than before. So for those that want to follow you, that want to learn more about your work, and access maybe some of the resources that you have, where can they best find you?
Yeah, well, so on Instagram and Facebook, you can find me as Alba Gomez Image. And my website is albagomezaltogether.com.au. And also on the website, you will be able to get one of my very, one of my favorite resources. It's one that is very simple, but I would say it's the most powerful one. And it goes in line with what I mentioned before. And it's called the Epic Day Checklist. And it talks a little bit about how to start your day to set up yourself for success. And it's been taken from my 10 years experience as a business owner, my time working with very high level coaches, studying the habits of successful people. So this list takes you through very simple steps, some little things that you can do 1 minute here, 1 minute there throughout your day and in the morning to set yourself and your mind and your state for success. So that is a way in which you can get started today. As I say, just changing some little habits, because succeeding in business and making leaps of results, they all start by taking little steps and changing the way you're doing things today. And that all starts by changing how you start in your days. So as I said, highly recommend that resource. And I am somebody who absolutely loves connecting with people. So feel free to email me, send me a question, that I either through the website or through my social media.
Awesome. Well, I'm really grateful to have you on the show, Alba. It's been a pleasure. And, you know, I hope everything works out in Australia with all this lockdown. And thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Gilbert. And same to you in Hong Kong and to everybody, wherever you are. I hope you're all safe. And we know this will pass. We just need to just get into a positive mindset and I guess focus on innovating how we're doing life and how we're doing business. Thanks again for having me.
Yep, there you have it, Alba Gomez. Thank you for joining us on the show and we will see you all next week. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. You can find more episodes every Tuesday. If you haven't done so, please subscribe for more updates as they come. Until next time.